This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Taliban officials and a local medic in Afghanistan say an explosion tore through a crowded mosque in the western part of the country, killing 18 people, including a prominent cleric. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials say more were hurt in the blast, which went off in the western city of Herat during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week when places of worship are particularly crowded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Previous mosque attacks have been claimed by the Islamic State extremist group, which tend to be aimed against religious and ethnic minorities in Afghanistan, as well as Taliban targets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of Ukraine's powerful National Security Council says his government still lacks information on potential threats inside the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is caught in the middle of fighting between Russia and Ukraine. That's despite an ongoing inspection by a team of United Nations monitors who arrived at the site on Thursday. Ukrainian official Alexei Danilov told AP on Friday that Ukraine needs additional international support to demilitarize the area around the plant, which is occupied by Russian forces but still operated by Ukrainian engineers. Former U.S. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are set to welcome former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama to the White House on Wednesday next week for a ceremony unveiling the Obamas' official White House portraits. And inviting the former first couple back to the White House for the portrait is a traditional show of goodwill meant to transcend party politics. The Trump administration opted not to host the Obamas for such a ceremony. This is VOA News. A Myanmar junta court has sentenced ousted Democratic leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 3 years in jail for electoral fraud during the 2020 election, which her party won in a landslide. International observers have said the poll was largely free and fair. A source with knowledge of the case reported the news Friday, saying the 77-year-old leader was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor. Detained since the coup last year, Suu Kyi has already been convicted of corruption and a clutch of other charges by a closed junta court. She's been sentenced to 17 years in prison on those other charges. In related news, courts in Myanmar have sentenced a former British ambassador to the country and her Burmese spouse to a year in prison for violating immigration laws, two sources and a news portal reported this on Friday. Vicky Bowman, who runs an organization that promotes ethical business practices in Myanmar, and her husband, Tain Lin, an artist and former political prisoner, were arrested August 24th for staying at an address different to the one under which she had registered. Several foreigners, including U.S., British, Japanese, and Australian citizens, are among those who've been held since the military seized power last year. Arrests that human rights groups say are designed to discourage dissent and create a climate of fear. The Myanmar Now news site reported the verdict. American employers did a healthy amount of hiring last month, and just slowly enough to perhaps help the fight against inflation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The economy added 315,000 jobs, down from 526,000 in July. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, but that's an encouraging sign that more Americans are looking for work. Employers have been urgently looking for them and paying them more, which in turn typically leads to higher prices, thus feeding inflation. The Federal Reserve's been aggressively boosting interest rates in a bid to slow hiring. CFRA Research's Sam Stovall says this report is what the Fed wanted.
Maybe the Fed will not have to be as aggressive,
which he says will also reassure investors nervous about another big rate hike this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Argentina's Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has survived an assassination attempt. An assailant pointed a gun at her Thursday at point-blank range, but it failed to fire. And once again, our top story, a suicide bomber struck a packed mosque in western Afghanistan Friday, killing at least 18 worshippers, including a prominent cleric. Marissa Melton, VOA News.